intuition.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
There is no straight path from your seat today to where you are going. Don't try to draw that line. You will not just get it wrong. You will miss big opportunities.
Here in the next idea, we focus on the ways entrepreneurs are making a difference in Michigan. Our latest entrepreneur certainly had the spark of a great idea. Come up with a way to enjoy candy without paying a price in cavities and tooth decay, and yet it still will taste good. She's taken that idea and turned it into Zollipops. It's a line of sugar-free and gluten-free suckers that are actually good for your teeth. Sales are growing every year, and by the way, Zollipops was the only candy Michelle Obama served at this year's White House Easter egg roll. The entrepreneur behind Zollipops is Alina Morse, a sixth grader from Wolverine Lake, and she's with us. Now, before I sample the Zollipop in front of me, what kind of research did you have to do? What did it take to make this piece of candy that I'm holding reality?
We first talked to our dentist and dental hygienist because, of course, they're the ones that would know the most about something that would be good for your teeth. They've obviously seen many products that carry xylitol and erythritol, which are our main ingredients in Zollipops. Xylitol, it's made from U.S. birch, and it's an all-natural sweetener, and it also helps to raise the pH in your mouth, neutralize the acid, and take away the bacteria that causes tooth decay and cavities.
So this actually sets up an environment in your mouth that's healthy.
Definitely. It takes the pH level from a very high acidic environment, and it brings it down to a normal, healthy level, as if you were drinking tap water.
That is something else. How much hit and miss did you go through, Alina, in developing Zollipops?
Well, we did about 18 plant trials before we actually found a plant that could make Zollipops, because xylitol and erythritol, they're very, very hard ingredients to handle. They need certain equipment so that it won't melt, because it can't get too hot or too cold. So it needs to be in a room temperature environment. Once we got the first batch of pops made, we first needed to figure out the flavors, and second of all, the colors, because the first batch, it did not look so good. So I brought my friends in to taste test them. And I mean, they're my best friends, so they would say it straight to my face. They wouldn't try and sweeten it up.
Ha ha ha, I heard what you did there. So you had really developed the formula or the ingredients, the recipe on your own by all the research and all the work that you had done before it was time to find someone to produce it.
Yes, it took a lot of research and I didn't do it alone. I asked my parents to help me, and I have a younger sister, and she's 7, but she even came up with the name for Zollipops.
All right, I'm going to take a taste test here. I got the... Oh, it's very good. What flavor do I have here?
I think you have raspberry or
that
strawberry.
That is good. I've had sugarless candies in the past, and they're kind of meh. This has a really good taste in it. How have you been doing and successful have you been in getting Zollipops out into stores?
Well, it's been very good because Zollipops are really a natural product. I mean, we're non-GMO, gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, diabetic-friendly. We have all natural flavors and colors. And another big thing, we're made in the USA. And who doesn't love US products?
So how are you doing in terms of sales? Are you able to really track an increase? How'd you do in 2015?
In 2015, we tripled in sales, and it really has been a very accurate forecast.
So what you hope to happen, you're seeing it happen.
Definitely.
What kind of ultimate goals, Alina, do you have for your company?
To help every kid in America smile. For every kid to have a clean mouth, a healthy smile, and have a Zollipop in their hands. I actually found out that tooth decay was the single greatest epidemic facing kids in America today, according to the U.S. Surgeon General. And when I found that out, it was really my drive to really help kids all over the world that might not have access to proper dental care, and they might not have dental insurance. I really found that this was a good cause to go along with our lollipops that were already very good for you. It's really made a difference. Not only has it made a difference in kids' lives, but it's also made a difference in kids believing in themselves. that they can do anything if they work hard, try, believe, and never give up, because kids can really do anything adults can do.
When I think about the kind of things you said, that you have to believe in yourself and you have to just hang in there and keep doing it, that really is what it takes to be an entrepreneur, no matter what age you are. So with that in mind, let's say somebody's listening to us and they have some kind of an idea that they think would work. What advice would you give that person?
Well, the advice that I would give is the same thing my dad told me when I wanted to start a business, is to write your ideas down and to find people that believe in you and to find people that surround you with good vibrations. 'Cause business is a team sport, honestly. And finally, just to believe in your idea, because if you doubt yourself, it's not going to make anything any easier.
Well, very, very, very interesting story. And I will say, from a personal taste test, your Zollipop is delicious. Alina Morse is the creator of Zollipops. And are you in stores pretty much around the state? Where can we find you?
We're on the East Coast. We're on the West Coast. We're everywhere. And we sell them at Toys R Us, Amazon.com, Meijer, Whole Foods Markets.
So you're in Michigan, and people can feel good that dentists have said, yes, the ingredients in here are good for your mouth. Alina Morse, thanks so much for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you very much.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.